Our guest at the cafe this morning is Amy Stark with Commerce Public Library. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Amy's a board member, but also a part-time employee and, I guess, volunteer. Would you consider yourself a volunteer in
some,
any capacity?
Yeah.
You have a lot of volunteers, I'll bet.
Oh, we do.
Let's talk about some of the things you all have going on. I think most people, when they think of the library, they think of rows and rows of books. And, of course, you have that, but there's a lot of activities going on.
Yeah. Yes, yes. I work on programming, and so we do lots of things. One thing we always do is Tuesday morning preschool story time. That's Tuesdays at 10:30. Mm-hmm. And we do stories and songs and crafts. So everyone is welcome. Anyone who's home at that time, please come on out and join us at story time.
And that's for children about what age?
I like to keep it from like 0 to 5.
Yeah, preschool children for the most part.
Mm-hmm. And I work hard to add things that for older kids and things for little kids. So there's a wide range of opportunities.
What do kids get from that? What is the... Other than just being entertained for an hour or so, what do they benefit from?
Well, I try, you know, make it exciting so that they can get a love for books, mm-hmm. Introduce them to books that they might not get at home, you know, and songs, too. Songs and crafts are a great extension of the story, and they play an important role in their development, rhyming and things like that, and also then... fine motor skills with cutting and gluing and drawing. So
they do crafts and things
usually.
Well.
I try to mix it up.
Yeah, yeah. Do you read the stories yourself, or do you have other people who do that too?
I usually read them myself, yeah. Uh-huh. And I practice on my sons. So.
who I have been around, and they are a delightful little pair there.
Thanks.
So they're definitely good practice for you. So what else during the week is going on?
We have Thursday family nights. If you don't know, the library is open till 8 p.m. on Thursdays, and we have special programming on Thursday nights. So please stop by. Some of the things that we do is family cooking, and we always do Lego Club, and Shadow the Dog comes. Judy Graw brings her dog Shadow, and you can read to the dog. He's a very good listener. He comes once a month. And then we're also having the mini horses come. At the end of the month, May 25th, the mini horses. Donna will bring her horses.
Miniature horses.
Yes, miniature horses.
Yeah, yeah. Children would love that.
Yes, yes. They came last year.
That must be a very patient dog that you're describing.
Oh, yes, Shadow. Oh, he's very well trained. He's actually a therapy dog, and he's very well trained.
Oh, how interesting. Really?
Yes. So he comes.
We're talking with Amy Stark, and Amy is with the Commerce Public Library. What do you see as... the future of not just the Commerce Public Library, but public libraries in general around the country and around the world?
I love the library because it's a common ground where the whole community is welcome. And I love that about libraries.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a lot of places are going to where they, within the library building, they're including other services. So city services or Parks and Rec or something like that. So it's more like they create it as a one stop for lots of services.
Well, and that's true of your library, really, too. People can get passports at the Commerce Public Library.
Right, right. And we do have a meeting room downstairs that groups can reserve.
So again, more than just a place where there's a big collection of books, there's all kinds of things going on, all kinds of reasons for people to gather and meet there.
Yeah. Yes, yes. I also want to mention one more thing about Thursday nights. Not just do we do the special programming, but we have volunteers who are always available on Thursday nights. Michael Barrera is doing computer classes, so just stop in if you have questions about computers. Nan is very good about helping people with if they have a tablet and they want to use the e-books. Nan, stop in on a Thursday night. Nan will get you all set up. Nan Clay, the director. She's very good at that. She'll get you all set up with OverDrive so that you can read books on your tablet. So stop in, and we'll give you a hand on Thursday night.
And there was another thing we were going to talk about before we're done, and you have a program going for collecting lids and caps of all kinds, plastic lids and what have you.
Oh, yes, yes. Lids for the library. We are collecting 400 pounds of caps and lids, and there's a container in the foyer of the library, so you just drop your caps and lids in there. Medicine bottle caps, drink caps, toothpaste caps. And then also lids like cream cheese lids, butter lids, peanut butter lids, yogurt lids.
Uh-huh.
Lots of plastic lids.
And why are you doing this?
Because once we get 400 pounds, all of that plastic will be recycled and made into a park bench that we will then put in Authors Park, which is next door to the library.
No kidding.
Yep.
The lids themselves will be, those particular lids will be recycled and turned into a bench.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
What a deal. All
yeah,
right.
Yeah, so.
Amy, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Amy Stark is with the Commerce Public Library. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.